Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you think's the biggest concern on this roster, apart from
depth, defensive line?
See, that's I'm right there, man. Especially without Harmon these first couple weeks, is it going to be Y.A. Black who steps in to start?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
I don't think so, though. It might be Loudermilk, the official start. If, I guess it'd have to be, right? Yeah, he's been, you know, potentially taking number one reps, if I was allowed to tell you who's taking number one reps. So I would say Loudermilk, he's been around long enough, but it's not like he's going to be a guy that's going to play you 60 snaps. They're just going to rotate those guys in, and Black's going to get his share as well. As of now, we haven't really seen any game day or, you know, game practices of what they're leading up to right now. So we'll probably get a better sense of that tomorrow.
Somebody that we don't really talk about, how's Joey Porter Jr. going to be this year, you think?
See, I'm a big Joey Porter fan. I think he had a couple really bad games last year. One of them was that Cincinnati game when he was called for, what, six penalties? What was it, three were accepted, four was accepted. Other than that, I don't think he was terrible. He definitely needs to take that jump, and I think he has the two guys he's working with. Osmosis? I mean, just watch Darius Slay and Jalen Ramsey perform, and it's going to make it better. So he's not going to be needed to be the number one, too, so that's another plus in his – he can play the one if you need him, but he doesn't have to be the one right now. So, I mean, there's not – unless I'm just doing this – training camp thing where everything's perfect and fine, but it's hard to find a weak spot on that defense other than that depth of the defensive line. I mean, everything else just looks solid. But I guess what $170 million buys.
Well, it better be damn good. It better be top three in the NFL, if not top one in the NFL good. And I think that's a good point, Doran. That we may have said Joey Porter Jr.'s name less than any other Steeler this entire offseason. This entire offseason. And this guy's a big part of their future. He's a big part of their present. And he's sort of the forgotten man in this rebuilt secondary. Here's a text. This is funny. Oh, God. Pitt running up the score against Duquesne was poor sportsmanship.
Is that from Christian Kuntz?
Maybe.
Probably. I mean, it was their burner account. Their second team is... what, put it over the edge? I mean, what do you expect them to do? That's exactly what they're supposed to do.
That's what you're paying for.
Yeah.
And just by the way, I've pulled up the FCS scores from this week. And you ready for this? Missouri 61, Central Arkansas 6, Duke 45, Elon 17. Houston shut out Stephen F. Austin. Houston's no good. Illinois 52, Western Illinois 3. Kansas 46, Wagner 7. Oregon 59, Montana State 13. The list goes on. Florida 55, Long Island 0. SMU 42-13. 35-3, Oklahoma over Illinois State. 55-7, 67-7. Pitt 61-9. West Virginia 45, Robert Morris 3. Boston College 66, Fordham 10. Get out of here. I mean, seriously, get out of here. Poor sportsmanship.
Well, the problem is I think you owe it to those second and third teamers to give them every opportunity to succeed.
Yes.
I mean, you owe it to them. Mm-hmm. Just go out there and, you know, for lack of better terms, take a knee when you're out there because you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. It's too bad. Exactly. Too bad.
You got to learn about these guys.
Yeah.
You don't have a preseason. That's why you schedule an FCS, and then you schedule a MAC school, and then you play an out-of-conference Power 4 team, and then there you go. Then you're in the conference schedule. It's an escalator. Here, it's one step, then the next step up, then the next step up. And if you have the opportunity to get guys in, when they get in, you're going to run some stuff. You're not going to show everything. But if you get a backup quarterback in, you don't want him handing the ball off 37 times. You want to see what he can do. The only reason that we get a text like that is because it was Duquesne. is because it's a team in the city.
Yeah, in the city, right.
That's it. That's it.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.